They're doctors, they're vets, they're scientists, they're quantum physicists, and they're people who've taken their level of expertise as far as they possibly can. And they say, I know everything I learned in med school. What do I do now? And I teach them how to memorize the frequencies of different diseases and how to locate pain in the body. All of the organs in an animal's body are singing in a symphony. Everything is in a certain harmony. When something's out of harmony, you're going to feel it. And your attention just goes to the place where there's pain. And eventually, you start to learn to differentiate between one feeling and another. And that cancer doesn't feel the same as diabetes. Diabetes doesn't feel the same as an animal who's grieving the loss of his mate.
Do you carry this through to try to communicate with animals that have passed on?
Absolutely.
Is it just as easy as those who are alive?
Absolutely.
Huh.
Because what's happening is it's an energy field. So you've got a matrix of frozen light. Right? If you're looking at the animal and you're saying, well, this is a beagle named Coco and she's 9 and a half, I don't see it that way. I see an energetic field. If I didn't see an energetic field, I couldn't read the animal. Because that's critical mind nonsense, that we've put all that silliness onto them. Whether it's a pig, whether it's a cheetah, whether it's an elephant, whether it's a butterfly. In South Africa, they bring cheetah into the workshop. I work with baby bats, all sorts of reptiles.
Baby bats? How do you communicate with them? Same way.
Exactly the same. See, I don't believe in a hierarchy of intelligence. So that's part of the science of the last century. We're letting that go. That's compartmentalized brain theory, and that doesn't work. The new idea is holographic brain theory. And that means that every cell in your body has memory to it. And I do want to cover this before we open the phone lines, because I think it's so important to be able to say this to your listeners, because your listeners are going to get this. The new idea, what quantum holography means, is that there's energy that's coming off your body, that's coming off the animal's body. You're in flux with the world around you. It's almost as if you're in an ocean. If somebody dropped a little bit of red dye into a glass of water, the whole thing would turn pink.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's what happened when you all prayed for that cat. All your love went onto the airwaves, and that cat received that love, and that cat responded to that love. So the old idea was that all living beings emanate quanta. Quanta is the smallest packet of information, teeny, teeny, tiny particles, and they're going out of your body into the world around you. And your body is made up of atoms that could have been an ancient star system. The atoms came together to form a design. The atoms in your dog came together to form a design. But the old idea was that quanta doesn't have information with it. It's just going out into the world. The new idea is that a quantum hologram carries with it a replica of the sender. And this is Ed Mitchell's idea, brilliant astronaut Ed Mitchell. So as we're sending out these frequencies, it's exactly the same thing as a radio station. When you're sending out a song or words, there's information on that invisible energy. So telepathy is the same thing. It's invisible energy. It's carrying with it information. So when we pick up the quantum holograms from the animal, what we're doing is simply mingling with their energy. And we're learning how to read that and to feel that and to go inside their bodies and be able to see what they're seeing and feel what they're feeling and merge two energetic fields together. So then you're you and you're them, and you're able to get two. Ed also gave me this analogy. It's like two computer programs on a split screen. But it's an idea that makes sense. That we're constantly in contact with the world around us. We're in flux. And if your wife walks in the door, she's in a bad mood, you know it. You feel it. If your boss is angry, boy, you feel it. Sometimes you'll get in an elevator with someone and you know they have a stomachache or a headache. There's not one person listening who hasn't had it happen. The telephone rings. They know who's on the other line before
sure.
You pick it. Every single person. person.
Or you know who's going to turn around the corner or something like that.
And why would you know? Because you're feeling the energy, not the little carbon body that the person's in. So I'm not looking at outer edges of things. I'm looking at the content and trying to find the meaning inside the animal. So it doesn't matter whether you're talking to a bat or a rat or a dog or a guinea pig. Most of them are frustrated. Most of them are in pain. Most of them are incredibly upset with people. That we're so stupid and inhumane that we're not observing and caring about the feelings of these animals around us.
So what are some of the techniques we can use to do some of this?
The primary technique is learning how to turn off your mind. And all my students say, oh, I can't do it, I can't do it. And if you can't do it, you're like a hamster in a wheel.
And if you say you can't do it, you'll never do it.
Exactly. I mean, your job is to learn how to fly the jet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Your psyche and your body, this is a jet. Some scientists say we use 4% of our brain, but Albert Einstein used 10% of his brain when he had an autopsy done, and his brain was actually heavier than anyone else's because of all the neuronets. But let's say that you're going to use 5% of your brain or 6% of your brain, that you're going to blast some light into some of the dark places and open your heart more. So maybe there's more love, there's more forgiveness. A lot of it has to do with forgiving ourselves. Being able to sit in silence and be completely comfortable with ourselves.
And how do you know, though, that you're in tune?
You'll pick up something that seems like it's from left field. The primary way that you know that it came from the outside is the speed. Is your thinking process has a particular rhythm. So for everyone who's listening out there and they're thinking, well, I'm going to take a left turn and I'm going to get some milk on the way home and then I'm probably going to get in trouble because I should have been home sooner. My wife's waiting for me. That has a rhythm. When something comes in from the outside, it comes so fast. You know immediately what the answer is. And another way you know is there's a sense of surprise. It's not what you thought it was going to be. If an animal makes you laugh, boy, you know you tuned in because they completely shocked and surprised you.